Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 7 December 2021. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. This, of course, is well known as Pearl Harbor Day, the day America got tricked into another world war. And I said trick. For y'all that don't know the history of that, It doesn't take long to find out, folks, that we were tricked into another war, that Roosevelt knew about this was coming at least a month before it happened. But nonetheless, that's not the topic tonight, okay? Not the topic at all. But every time I think about it, my dad was a World War II veteran, a wounded, and a prisoner of war. And some years before he passed away, he realized that he was tricked into it and lost a lot of friends there, too, just like I did in Nam. And he felt about that as I do about been suckered into a war that I shouldn't have been in the first place. But anyway, nonetheless, welcome to this program. We're glad you're with us, and I do mean that. Our guest that's going to be tonight is not going to be here, so it's going to be you and I. And I want you tonight, as we talk, I'm going to talk scripture to you, because that's what I like to do. That's who I am. I'm a pastor and preacher. I like to talk about hunting, folks. I really do. I love the outdoors, and I like telling stories about times with my dad, my brother, and my friends in the woods, and I enjoy taking a ride down through a property on a side-by-side and enjoy the day. I enjoy that, and I like talking about it. But my main interest is Scripture, the Word of God, and what's going on in the world around us. That's my main interest. But you ever come and see me, and you like to hunt or anything, yeah, I guarantee you we'll sit down, we'll swap tails, and we'll talk about guns and have a good time. But I promise you, sooner or later, we'll go back on the Bible. That's just the way it is. So we're going to discuss Scripture tonight and all things happening and share some ideas. And I want you to share yours. Please understand that you folks are family. You're not just listeners to a radio show. You're family. I don't care where you listen around the world or locally. I don't care. And of course, shortwave is down. Our two frequencies on 6115 right now is down. And the 3215 there, the rebroadcast at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern, is also down. The transmitter's down. So I really hate that for folks that listen on shortwave. And I really hate that a lot. Internet's another way you can listen, of course, by gsradio.net, gsradio.net, or Truth Be Told Radio Network. You can listen on there also. Live if you have access to a computer. Nonetheless, we'll do the best we can, folks, what we got, but please know that you are our family. Don't ever think that you can't call in and share your thoughts with me. If you disagree, I promise you, I'm not going to fuss at you. You speak to me like I want to speak to you as a friend and maybe a brother in Christ or a sister in Christ. I'm not going to fuss at you. We can disagree. We can talk things over. Maybe one of us find out we're wrong on an issue. If you find that I'm wrong, don't be surprised. I've been wrong before, my friends. I truly have. Nonetheless, you are family. Feel free to call if you want to after a while. I'd love to hear from you. In a way of what's happening this weekend, we're going to have a special meeting this weekend. It's not going to be a Bible study. We're going to have Norbert Huser. He'll be with us. He'll be with us tomorrow night, by the way, on the broadcast, discussing his product that he's taking all over the world to many people that receive it, that will help protect people from Wi-Fi, radioactivity that's all around us all the time. All the time, folks, we've been bombarded with it 24/7. Even those who are off the grid, it's still all through the air all over the world. So this come weekend, he's going to sit down and show us an example of how the product works, using us as guinea pigs. So if you want to join us 11 o'clock Saturday morning, you can do that, as always, by going to live stream on PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com, live stream, and there will be 11 o'clock. And then, of course, you can also join us by phone, if you like, at 339-209-5013. When I heard about this product on another radio show, I was instantly interested, knowing what goes on around us all the time. A very simple item that you wear around your neck. And tomorrow night we'll discuss on the radio, and then Saturday we'll get in some detail with it. So join us if you can. We'd love for you to do it, okay? Prayer request tonight for a lady named Tammy Hall. Tammy Hall is 62 years old. She's went septic, apparently, in some very bad shape. I don't know about her soul, folks. That's the most important thing in my mind. She's not been born again. Please, please pray the Father. Send somebody to step up to the plate and speak to this lady. I don't know her personally, but I know the prayer requests are sincere. And also, for a dear listener who listens every night, Mick and his wife, Johnny, ask him prayer, folks. I'm not going to get in detail, but ask him for prayer. Okay, so please keep them in prayer. And don't forget, of course, my newest book, Volume 3 of Words of Wisdom and Instruction from God's Word is now here. Folks, these books are never huge. I think the biggest one's like 100 pages, but this is about 60 pages. Because they're not really books, they're study guides. They're teachings from the Word of God. Tackling issues that most pastors won't touch with a 10-foot pole. And I say this humbly, but I'm not afraid to say it boldly. Most of your pastors that you support in the churches you go to will not touch these issues. Folks, we're to take on the whole counsel of the Word of God. And there's no such thing as being a halfway servant of Christ. It's like being halfway married or halfway pregnant. It doesn't work that way. So if you want the issues, if you want them taught clearly and plainly, if you want, maybe if I can aid you in some of the ideas, the book's available for $10.95, folks. That includes shipping. You can call us Thursday or tomorrow, actually, in order from Lisa, if you like, at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. We would love to hear from you and be glad to send you a copy. Be honored to, folks. And then 3-for-1, and I keep telling about the harp on this because once this is gone, once the REM sleep is gone this time, I don't think we'll ever get it back in again. It's a product that I love and I hate to see it go away. Maybe by the grace of God we'll find somebody else that's going to, maybe we'll make it and supply it. I don't know. For one is going out the door as soon as they're going, and we got enough for maybe another 10 orders or so. So you better make it quick if you want to get it as soon as get it right away because it's going to be gone. So I think that's what I want to tell you about as far as the items go. We'll have a new catalog available soon. Within a week or two, we'll have a new catalog out. The 2022 catalog will be here. If you want a copy of it, just have to call and say, send me a copy. It's free. Send it right to you. Just call, leave your address, or email me and leave me an address, or write to us, leave an address. Whatever. Tell me in an order. Do you want one? We'll send it to you. The catalogs will be here probably within about 2 weeks. That's an estimate. Of course, you never know what's going to happen in between, but that's an estimate. All right, so if you want a copy, let us know. And coming up on the 18th at our Bible study, you are in for a real treat. Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer and his beautiful wife is going to come down from Ohio and join us on the 18th at a Bible study. There'll still be a prayer time and a current event time, and then Coach is going to speak to us for an hour. And I guarantee you, if you know Coach Dave, you're going to be excited to hear from this man. So he'll be down here with us, joining us on the 18th of this month. So I hope you all can mark it in the calendar and make sure you're there to join us on the 18th. Now, let's just talk a while, you and I. Let's just share some thoughts, and I want to share some ideas and some things I think that are vitally important. But before I start on that, I want to play a song for you. It's an old song. I remember back in the 80s. It's a song that when I first heard it, I thought, man, it's speaking about the times you live in. This is back in the 80s, folks. before transgenderism, before full-out sexual depravity was accepted as being normal, before a lot of things were considered normal. Though no one was scared to death of a virus and wearing masks and showing their simplicity and ignorance of receiving a type of the mark of the beast out of fear. And mark my words, folks, the percentage that you see wearing the mask would be about the same percentage that would take the mark of the beast. Fear is a motivation. We'll cover it in a little bit. Fear is a great motivator. But listen to the word of this song. It's by the McCameys, a group that I think is now retired. I was blessed to meet him one time in person. We sponsored him at a concert in Summersville, West Virginia, some years ago. What a fine group of people and sincere folks, just as common as they can be, and they love the Lord. We're going to listen to a song now entitled, now listen to the title, Getting Used to the Dark. Getting Used to the Dark. Todd, if you don't mind, play that.
Christian lives are wrecked by sin, and we blame it on the world we're in. We say there's nothing we can do. Instead of being a shining light, we're just doing right in our own eyes. As Christians, we're not doing our part. We're just getting used to the dark. We're getting used to the dark. We're getting used to the dark. We're not praying to change any hearts. We're just getting used to the dark. Yet we don't think this world's really as bad as it seems. We just close our eyes to what's going on. We're not burdened for the sinner man. Won't give our brother a helping hand. It's time we show the world a little spark instead of getting used to the dark. We're getting to the dark. We're getting used to the dark. We're not praying to change any hearts. We're just getting used to the dark. We're getting used to the dark. We're getting used to the dark. We're not praying to change any hearts. We're just getting used to the dark.
And folks, as sad as it is, that is so true. And it's been going on in this nation for generations. It's not just not the last couple of generations, the last 20, 30 years. It's been going on for a long, long time. I'm not going to get into the reason why I'm saying that tonight, but we could go back a long ways, folks, and find out America has been getting used to the dark almost from the beginning. Gradually, incrementally, we've tolerated, accepted open sin that we don't want to call sin any longer, because we got used to the dark. But let's get started on some scriptures. Now, I want you to feel free to please call me and get ready to call at least about the hour, because I want you to think on some things tonight that we're going to discuss. You know, I did teach this past weekend in Bible study entitled Preparation Through Prophecy. And we read the scriptures. I know we all do. If you love the Lord, you do read Bible once in a while. I hope you have the desire to know what the Word says. But we become so concerned with worldly things as far as how to get along and how to survive and what's going to happen in the future. And all those are good. We need to discuss those things because they're for real. We need to warn the people. But brothers and sisters in Christ, we must not allow those things to control us, to manipulate us, to push us anywhere out of fear or out of dread or worry. As I taught this past weekend in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 1, it's very hard to comprehend that we have become so far in the wrong direction that we no longer actually think on things like we should. And we seem as though we have become not only complacent, but too fearful to stand up and say anything because we're afraid of getting caught up in the world's issues to the point that we may offend somebody, and we might cause hard feelings, what it may be. But folks, please understand, again, a halfway servant of Christ is no servant at all. A halfway husband or wife is no wife at all. You know, a mostly faithful wife or husband is not a husband or wife of any sort that's worth anything. You know that. But in Matthew chapter 6, I said verse 1, but I'm going to say verse 25. Christ said this very carefully. He said this plain out. Therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life. Don't worry about what's coming down the pike. I didn't say not to prepare. I didn't say not to warn the people. But folks, when you're walking in Christ, you don't have to walk in fear. And I will tell you right now that most people don't understand the fact that we were given authority over this world. That doesn't mean that we are not going to be martyred or locked or put in prison for our faith. But our hope is not of this world, because we are not citizens of this world. Philippians chapter 3 verse 20 says, we are citizens of heaven. The word conversation in Philippians 3:20 means citizens of heaven. So why do we ever consider the fact that we should be afraid of man and man's edicts or Satan's powers, knowing that we're citizens of heaven and our Father is over all authority? Our Master, our Savior, and our Lord created all things, and by Him all things consist. But I've been given a calling, and I would like to think that most preachers would say this is true for them also, but actually it's for everybody out there tonight listening to this program. But nonetheless, I'm talking tonight to preachers to start off with. And in Ezekiel chapter 3, about verse 17, he said, I have made you a watchman over my people, Israel. That's us, folks. Therefore, it says, hear the word from his mouth, and give warning from me. He said, I want my people, my preachers, to pay heed. Pay heed, and I want them to speak what I tell them to speak. Don't add to it. Don't take away from it. Deuteronomy says that. Revelation said that. Don't add to the word. Don't take away from the word. If you do, I'll send plagues upon you. I will take your name. I'll take your name out of the book of life. This is, folks, this is your Bible. So my job as a pastor is to try as best to understand it, to preach the word in all areas in a truthful manner. Out of love for the people, not out of hatred, but out of love for the people, to try to help them see that they need something more than what this world can offer them. Y'all know that's true, right? I mean, I'm not making anything up here. This is all Bible. Y'all agree, I'm sure. My job as a pastor is to take the warning to the people that if they don't follow the laws of God, if they decide to be halfway committed, that they'll be lukewarm, and lukewarm will have been spewed or vomited out of the mouth of the Savior. We have to understand that, folks, this is not a time to walk in fear. I had to go to a doctor today. I'm fine, nothing's wrong, but I went to the doctor today for a checkup. And I was sitting there in the office. There were eight people thinking at the time, everyone with a mask but me. Finally, a couple of the folks came in that were not wearing a mask. But you look around and I'm thinking, eight of them sitting here in fear, wearing something that's absolutely a joke. The CDC said they don't work. Fauci said they didn't work in the beginning. But they are obeying what man said, and my friends are walking in fear. And they've been told if you don't wear these masks, you can't get in certain places. You might lose your job. Folks, that is a type of the mark of the beast. No, I didn't say it's a mark of the beast. Don't somebody say, well, Preacher Bruce said. No, I didn't. It's not the mark of the beast. It's a type of it to get us used to compliance. And no matter how stupid or insane it really is, we don't see it because we're walking in fear. Do you comprehend what I'm saying to you, my friends? When you watch the ones walking around with the mask on, you're looking at somebody, they will, at this point in time, take the mark. If they're so afraid now of man's edicts, and they're worried about their food and clothing, what will they do when the real mark comes out? Please let that sink in, folks. Our job is to try to tell the truth and warn the people. That's what I'm here for sure. But you see, it says in Paul wrote in Romans chapter 1, of all he mentioned many sins, and two of them, of course, were homosexuality and lesbianism, but it's also drunkenness and envy and murder and the backbiters, all that, haters of God. But one of the things he mentioned there that I've read many times, I hadn't really thought about before, men will become inventors of evil things. Inventors of evil things. It wasn't very long ago, folks, that no one ever heard of a transgender, openly anyway. And certainly no one heard of a man trying to be women, women trying to be men, in public, and proud of it. No one ever thought about that, or women having sex changes, men having sex changes, because they wanted to change their sexes, which is impossible to do. No matter how much cutting you get done on you, you're still a man or woman. You can't change what's inside you. Your DNA is your DNA. But this is what we're seeing happen. Inventors of evil things. They're not just satisfied for doing evil that we'll say, I won't say it's common or necessarily something we see every day, but evil, a matter of evil, from thievery to adultery to fornication to murder, has always been around. But now they're inventing more things to make that are evil. They're inventors of evil things. We're living in a time when people are inventors of evil things. Evil ideas for evil control. Evil thoughts continually, as the Bible prophesied, as it was in days of Noah, so it shall be in the last days. Their thoughts are evil continually. Now, folks, I don't know about you, but I fight my mind all the time. We're supposed to think of things that are pure and good and just. And I fight my mind sometimes because I get out of sorts, or Satan tries to put temptation in front of me, so I got to turn away. That's my Father to strengthen me and shield me against these thoughts and things I should be thinking about. Our mind is a hard thing to keep under control, is it not? But that's why we're told in Romans chapter 12 to renew our minds. Renew them how, folks? By turning off the cotton-picking TV set, getting off that device you call a phone, and getting into the Word of God, meditating, prayer, asking for guidance from a Holy Father, spending time in communication with Him daily. That's what He said to do, right? Am I making it up or telling the truth? You know I'm telling the truth. These are things that people just don't seem to want to catch on to because for some reason they think maybe it's I don't know, they don't have time for it, they don't consider it important enough to worry about, I don't know. But when you see from behind the pulpits in America, behind the pulpits in what we call churches today, compromise and call it good. Well, Bells is doing it. Well, how can I be a judge? How dare I condemn somebody? Folks, I don't condemn anybody. The Word of God is what cleanses and condemns. I don't condemn anybody. I'm the messenger boy. But what we'll find today in most pulpits, as Ezekiel 34 talks about, when he spoke to Ezekiel, he said, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel, against the pastors of my people. He said, prophesy against them. Because they're not feeding the flock. They're fleecing the flock, for sure. But they're not feeding the flock. They're made fat from the flock. They are made wealth from them. Look what's happening to Joel Osteen and him. I don't know how many hundreds of thousands of dollars stored behind a wall in one of his bathrooms behind a commode. But he said that the shepherds, he said, you warn them. Warn them, son of man, that they're destroying the flock. They're feeding them vomit in place of the Word of God. They're feeding them false doctrine because it's what people want to hear. They have itching ears. They heat to themselves teachers that will tickle their ears and make them feel better. Folks, this is not what the pastors are here to do, and that's not what you're here to do. We're not here to be hateful, spiteful people. That's not at all what it says. But we're here to, as we learn the Word of God, to live by the Word of God. You know, I'm going to say this, and I'll be criticized by a lot of people, but it won't be the first time. This upcoming pagan holiday we call Christmas is coming up, and by golly, that's a tough one. That's a tough one to break. I still sometimes have trouble breaking away from that. I still sometimes have my mind wants to go back to when you used to partake of the heathen practices. You say, well, preacher, how can you say that? That's been done for hundreds of years. That's true. It has been. But it doesn't make it right, does it? Child sacrifices have been done for thousands of years, but child sacrifice is not right, is it? I'm not going to get detailed tonight. I don't have time tonight on this. But Christmas, the Christmas theme and the idea of the Christmas cultures we developed are all ungodly and immoral. They're not a one of them are Christian. Not a one of them, including the tree. Read it for yourself in Jeremiah chapter 10. Not a one of them are Christian. And we're not to learn the ways of the heathen. But the pastors won't tell you that, will he? Well, most of them don't know it themselves. That's even sadder. But the pastors won't tell you that because they don't want to lose a flock. Maybe that's why, folks, I was blessed not to ever have a full-time pastorship. I never was blessed to have a full-time church. I was always given something for gasoline expenses, but never enough to live on. I never had a parsonage. And I look back on it now, and I really praise God. Although I asked for it back then, Lord, why can't I be full-time at this and maybe do a better job? And I look back now, I think, thank you, Father, protecting me from myself. I had a wife and three children to feed. I had responsibilities. Maybe, perhaps, my father saw the fact that if I was to depend upon the church, although I should, Paul said, yes, sir, that the shepherd should be protectors of the flock. Paul says, totally right for the shepherd, for the sheep to take care of the pasture, so to speak, and for his needs. That's totally biblical. But I see now that maybe, perhaps, he saw a weakness in me that I didn't see. That I would compromise in order to keep the paycheck coming in. That I would go along with the doctrines of the church and the customs of the men and women there and not teach his word. Maybe that's why he's trying to show me, and maybe I was just too near to time to see it. But now I understand why he did these things for me, because he's protecting me from myself. I have never, by the grace of God, taken money out of this ministry. I don't take a salary out of it. It all goes back into the ministry. I don't do that because we want by His grace and mercy to reach out to more people and put up where we can do the most good for the glory of God. But one of the things, folks, I got to say, because we're seeing today in the church, God help us, in what they call the church, I'm going to assume some of them are truly Christians, a fear that of all matter of things, a fear, of course, of a virus. They got to shut down the churches so they won't spread the virus, and they did. The churches obeyed and shut down. We see a fear of a lot of things in the hearts of people. And folks, a reverence for God is a righteous fear. But a fear of man, his ways, is sinful. It's not of God, and we should not look at it that way, because it's not what God meant for us to do. You see, according to the Scriptures, the fear of man and man's ideas and man's dictates and mandates, the fear of man bringeth a snare. It's a trap. Understand that. Back at the break, folks, a lot more to talk about and your phone calls. Love to hear from you. 844-769-2944. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of 5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All righty, folks, we're back. The phone lines are open, 844-769-2944. I know I'm saying anything tonight that means anything to you or making sense to you. I really don't know. I am not the best communicator in the world, and I know that. I barely speak English. I'm a hillbilly. I realize that also. And I know that when it comes to, we'll say, an education, as a lot of people have been blessed to have in the scriptures, I'm not anywhere near the top of the class, but I like to think that I do know something about the Bible, that I do understand some of what the Holy Spirit is trying to tell me to say to people and encourage them, because as I shared in before the break, the fear of man brings a snare. And it does. My friends, my brothers and sisters, that's exactly why everybody's walking around wearing masks. They're in a snare of man. Now, this doesn't, if this doesn't prevent any spread of any virus, you cannot stop a virus by wearing a mask. That's scientific fact. But that's, so they're afraid. They're afraid. They're believing man over God, because the same verse says very clearly that whosoever puts his trust in the Lord shall be safe. Wow. The fear of man brings a snare, but whoever trusts the Lord shall be safe. That's why I don't get afraid of these issues. That's why I'm not afraid to speak to somebody if I have a chance, because it's not for me, it's not me speaking. You see, I was bought with a price. I don't belong to me any longer. I don't belong to my family as number one. My wife is number one. No. Now, my wife, Marjorie, has a shirt that says, I am second. That means she knows that Christ is first in my life, and she said many times in her testimonies, that's why she feels secure in a relationship, because she knows that Christ is my number one. Now, folks, that doesn't mean that Butch Paul gets it right all the time by any means. But when I do something wrong, I feel guilty about it. I get a whipping for it, and he chastens his own. So I just say tonight that wherever you're going for fellowship, if you're blessed to find a fellowship, Please, please, please make sure that you're being fed the Word and the whole counsel of the Word. Don't take my word for what the Bible says. Search it out for yourself. False doctrines that I was taught for years, like once saved and always saved. Once saved, always saved. Can't sin, you can't sin, you can't lose your salvation, can't do it. No, no. You're saved forever, live like hell and go to heaven theology. Or waiting for the rapture theology. That, by the way, believe it or not, that is pretty much, especially the rapture theology, that's pretty much, rapture doctrine is pretty much, it's pretty new. It's not all that old. It was brought in by false teachers to undermine the strength of the church and to weaken the church as far as willing to take a stand against evil, because we're not going to be here to see the end results anyway. And it's worked very well. These are all things that they're being taught for the purpose of destroying the effectiveness of the church. If we only took time to not to listen to man's doctrine, but look for ourselves what's being taught. Look into the Scripture. Take time to study the issues that even in history, ancient history. Go back as far as you can to the original and see what's being said. You know, when Jeremiah and Ezekiel and Isaiah all preached the Word of God, they preached from the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Bible. They preached, that's all they had. They didn't have a New Testament. They didn't have the rest of the Old Testament. They had five books they preached out of. And they were told the same thing I'm telling you in Deuteronomy that says in Revelation, not to change the Word. Don't add to it. Don't take away from it. Don't diminish anything from it, because if you do, he'll take your name out of the book of life, folks. That destroys the theory of once saved, always saved. You get your name taken out of the book of life, my friend, you are damned. That's just that easy. It's not complicated at all. But you see, I used to be taught the opposite and believed it for a long time until I started reading the Bible. And I got along just fine with the Baptist church I went to, as long as I took the Sunday school teacher's word for it and I read the doctrine on the wall of the church, I was getting along just fine. But when I started reading the Bible on my own, realizing some of the things they were saying were not true, I'm not saying they were teaching something they knew was a lie or that they were doing it with evil intentions. I'm not saying that at all. But a lie is still a lie, whether it's taught, whether it's given as an evil intention or an innocent, we'll say innocence in the fact that they don't know they're telling a lie. But it's still a lie. And lie can deceive someone and does deceive people every day. The lies that's been put up on us for months or over a year now as far as the COVID nonsense and all the insanity that'll go along with that and the total fear of man and obedience of man to obey unjust authority. All these things, folks, are lies. But they sound good.
Well, don't you know that 100,000 people died with COVID?
No, I don't know that. And most people say it don't know it either. And it's not the truth. I don't say 100,000 have not died, but I'm saying it's usually not the truth, because they count about all deaths anymore as COVID related. So they count COVID. If you got the shot and died, you had COVID. These are things that we have to confront, folks, but not, we have to, in the will and the strength and the power of Jesus Christ and authority given us in His name. We must not allow man to make us fear to the point that we'll follow the dictates right into the damned and mark the beast system, into the beast system all the way. We've all been suckered into it, up to our eyeballs already. Preacher, what do you mean? You were given a Social Security number? Do you have a Social Security number? Yes, you do. Most, 99% of people do, at least. You are in the beast system. That's your number. That's signed to you for life. You can't get rid of it. Or you can say, well, I'll just disown it. Good for you. But you still can't get rid of it. It's still attached to you. Just like my driver's license number. I didn't have a driver's license for 12 years because I wouldn't do a digital picture. When I did finally get a license without the digital picture, it had the same number on it. 12 years later, they don't go away. We've been suckered into the system. A little bit of time for benefits, you understand. It's all for benefits. For the privilege of traveling, not the right of travel, as we should have, a duty to move around as our God told us to. We ask for a privilege to travel, so we get our driver's license. Yeah, we do. Well, we want to be able to bank and have Social Security, so we got a Social Security number given to us. All these things, my friends, have tied us into the system. And that's why we have this fear, man, if we don't do these things, you'll take away my benefits. It took away my way to feed the family. As I taught this past weekend in Bible study, folks, you may lose all those things for the glory of God. Hebrews chapter 11, the faith chapter, the same faith that raised the dead and healed the sick and built arks and all the other things, the same faith that people lived in the caves, they were destitute, had nothing, no food, no shelter, no nothing. They were sawn asunder, they were slaughtered for the glory of God. The same faith they had that built the ark, the same faith that maintained them through the trials. Because they said they had a better home. They had a better place coming. They were citizens of a place they hadn't even been before. And that song says, Beulah Land, love the song Beulah Land. I'm homesick for a country that I've never been to before, never even seen yet. But I'm homesick. Once you understand this, living as a believer in Christ gets so much easier. No, it doesn't take away the pressure of life. It doesn't take away the bills you got to pay. It doesn't take away the fact that maybe a loved one's sick and maybe passed away. It doesn't take away the fact that you may become ill one day. And who knows what the future holds? I'm not in charge of that. I don't preach, name it, and claim it. I don't preach that, well, God will deliver us from all evil. Yes, He will. But what He allows in our life for His glory is not evil. It's good for us. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. It's good for us. It's not, no. Suffering for Christ is a gift given to us. Peter said in Acts chapter 5 that about verse 40, 41 or 42, he said, I'm humbled to be counted worthy to suffer for Christ. So the evil we're talking about, he delivers from all evil. Yes, he will. He'll deliver us from hell and damnation. But he may allow us to go through trials and tribulation to try our faith and build our faith. So these are things you have to understand. This is not a put-down sermon, a put-down discussion. This is to try to lift you up and understand that we are more than conquerors through Christ. More than conquerors. Tonight, out there, I'm sure somewhere in this world, somebody listening right now, maybe getting over a hangover from booze or drugs or going through a bad relationship. Maybe a young child is living in a tormented home. I feel for you and I'm praying for you. But I want to give you hope. I want to give you hope. What you're going through right now, our Father, when you are born again, when you become a new creature in Him, when you're truly born again, as Christ told Nicodemus, when you're truly born again, He can take those things you're going through and get glory out of them and use you for a vessel to teach others. Don't be ashamed of the fact that you maybe have been caught up in sin, that you're living in sin perhaps. No, folks, you cannot cohabitate, fornicate, if you will, and live with in together without in the absence of a marriage in the eyes of God. Now, I mean marriage the way it's supposed to be done, not what we think's done. You cannot live together like that and say that you're going to be with Him in glory. You can't do it. Fornication, no matter how word you want to use or how you want to try to get around it, just means simply that you have not become before man and God and taken the vows to be faithful. The same thing if you're a thief or a drunkard. Yes, drunkards will not enter the kingdom of God. Read it for yourself. Neither were homosexuals. Same verse. Neither were the effeminate men who are soft and womanish. They won't enter the kingdom of God. That's in your Bible, folks. So understand, you can play games if you like and say, well, I know what I'm doing isn't right, but I do love the Lord. Liar. Liar. If you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Oh, but I do love the Lord. I don't give up the traditions of man. I love Christmas. Liar. Oh, you say, I truly do love Him. All right, show it by your actions. It's hard. Didn't say it was easy. Believe me, I'm really considered a nutcase sometimes, a flake, if you will, because of the stand I take on these issues. I know that. But I'm not ashamed of my Savior. And folks, I'm still not perfect in any way, but I understand certain things that I can't do or won't do. I want to serve my Father. And I want you to be uplifted in the fact that He loves you. I want you to be His child. That is a blessing beyond words. Let's take a phone call. Let's go to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in. Welcome.
Hello, Pastor.
Hello, sir. Ma'am.
You all right? Are you all right?
Yeah. Do what now?
Are you okay?
I'm fine. Yeah,
okay.
I'm fine. God's good to me.
You sound your usual robust self, you know?
Well, I'm so trying to think things through and say the right words to reach people. I mean, I really want to help people understand exactly where we are, what we're to do, not to walk in fear. And if they have messed up, that our Savior is ready to accept them back in, to accept them in the fold and help take care of them. That's what I want to hear. That's what I want them to hear tonight.
Well, all they really need is true repentance.
That's it.
It has to be true repentance. And that's what we've been doing wrong all this time. Every time something goes wrong, we call on God. And we say we will repent and we won't do it again. And we'll behave and you turn around and everything goes back to what was being done before.
Well, you know, you're right.
He delivers
us out of messes. It's like it did Israel. He delivers us out of messes and then we forget about him again, don't we?
Yeah. You were talking about World War II earlier. What did we do? We didn't even get done with World War II before they were shipping stuff to Korea and Vietnam.
It's true. That's
and
very
we just,
true.
It just went on and on. It's true repentance. Actual repentance in your everyday life. You do something, you say, God, forgive me. And then a little bit later, you do it again.
Well, that is absolutely...
And ask for forgiveness again.
Yeah, well,
That's not true repentance.
No. The Bible says there's two kinds of sorrow, repentance. One's a worldly sorrow, which means I'm sorry I got caught. Next, a godly sorrow, which means I don't want to do that again.
Exactly. Yeah. People are no longer afraid of the wrath of God.
That's true.
They have been brainwashed into believing he's going to put up with this mess. And he isn't going to do it anymore. All these signs everyone keeps talking about, and they say, oh, pray for more time, pray for this. When those signs started hitting, and people realized those signs, these signs, the final signs, were on us. Did we hit our knees? Did we pray that we were going to be taken to his home and join his family? Or did we pray for more time to stay down here with the devil?
Well, you know, Apostle Paul said to live as Christ and to die as gain. I understand how he feels. I know. I pray that while I'm alive, I'm doing my Father's will, and I'm glorifying my Savior. But dying is really gain for a believer. It really is, because we're out of this mess.
We're not afraid.
But, you know, to desire to die is selfish because we're put here for a purpose. Let's keep our mind on the goal, what we're here for. Let him take us out when our time is up. That's the best way to look at it.
That's the only time that we will go.
That's right.
If we truly believe, we're not going anywhere until he says so.
That's exactly right. That's what the book says.
You know your reason for being here is trying to teach hard-headed people like me.
Well, I got to get it first, honey. Believe me, I get the same thing.
And wait until he shows us our purpose. And we may be doing our purpose the whole time. We don't recognize it.
Well, I've come to the conclusion after a lot of thinking and praying that if my heart desires to do his will, and I really mean it, then I have to believe he's guiding me in his will. If he's not, then of course he's not really God. So I do believe that if I'm seeking his will and trying to serve him, that he's God enough to direct me where I can go. So, anyway.
That's how it works.
All right, honey.
That's just how it works.
Good call.
Right,
don't get that call. Thank you.
Go.
Talk to you soon.
You're
okay.
Doing a good job.
Well, thank you. Thanks for praying for us. Thank you. God bless you. All right, let's go next to our brother in PA and talk to Daryl. Daryl, welcome.
Hey, Pastor Butch, and that's good preaching, and Jan's 100% correct. We need genuine repentance, national repentance, and as individuals. And since you're an old veteran. Folks, I can say that to Pastor Butch because I'm actually a few months older than old Pastor Butch.
He's ancient. He's ancient. Okay, go ahead.
Pastor Butch is as old as the hills, but I'm more ancient than the hills. But I just wanted to thank Pastor Butch for his service because he served during the Vietnam War. And since today is the Pearl Harbor National Remembrance Day, I just grabbed one of my books here. It's called Day of Deceit, The Truth About FDR and Pearl Harbor. It's almost a 400-page book. And it shows 100%, it's written, by the way, by a decorated naval veteran named Robert B. Stinnett. It provides 100% proof that they knew a couple days ahead of time that the Japanese fleet was coming, and FDR and his boys kept that information from some of the commanders at Pearl Harbor, and they let our boys be massacred.
That's right.
Aboard those ships. So Roosevelt's looking at that book.
Roosevelt's the one that commanded the ships right into the harbor all at once, so they could be bombed.
It was designed to get us into
the war.
That's
right.
100%. And to prolong the war. And so all I want to say is thank you, Pastor Butch, for telling the truth. And, folks, Pastor Butch has hampered my ability to write as much as I used to. I'd stay up for like 23 straight hours pumping out email articles. And since I've been taking his REM sleep, it works. I'm actually sleeping about 4 or 5, 6 hours a night, not all at once, but I'm getting so much sleep I can't write as much as I used to, Pastor Butch, so the REM sleep works.
All right. Thanks for saying that, Daryl.
God bless you. Thank you, Pastor Butch,
okay,
for everything.
Thank you. God bless you. Thanks so much for the call. What a sweet guy. And, folks, again, he's buying a REM sleep. We're going to run out of pretty soon. I mean that. We truly are. I'm just trying to tell you that. But, you know, back, I'm going to read a couple more scriptures before we go to the next phone call. If you want to call, please do. 844-769-2944. And listen, if you're listening out there and you've never called before, come and say hi to us. Let folks know who you are, okay? Say hi to us. Let us know you're out there. I promise you, I won't embarrass you at all. But back to Proverbs chapter 29 and verse 26 says, now listen to this. Many seek the ruler's favor. In other words, they obey what they're told to do so they won't get in trouble and be good little citizens, be virtuous citizens, be good Americans. But every man's judgment cometh from the Lord. Let that sink in. Seeking man's favor and obeying his mandates and rules will not save you from judgment. Understand that. Next verse says, an unjust man, now pay attention, is an abomination to the just. And he that is upright in the way is abomination to the wicked. Why do you think they hate us and hate you for the stand you take for righteousness? You're an abomination to them. And they're an abomination to you. You say, a preacher, that doesn't sound very Christian. Hey, if you can get along with evil, whether no matter where it may be, yourself or your family, who it may be, if you can get along with that and not be disgusted with it, you're not walking with Christ. And if everyone that you know thinks you're doing very well because you're just a fine individual, then you're not doing right either. Oh, no, no. All those who are spoken well of by all the people are not living for Christ because somebody's going to hate you for the truth. You'll be an abomination to the wicked. That's what the Bible says, folks. The unjust abomination to you and I should be. And the upright abomination to the wicked. So if the whole world loves you, Christ said, you're none of mine. If the world loves you, it loves its own. You're none of mine. If you're getting along in this society without even running any kind of problems, my friend, you're walking on the wrong side. Let's go to Matt in Texas. Matt, come on in. Welcome.
Hello, Pastor Butch. I wanted to
how you doing, sir?
Say hello.
Well, thank you. I'm glad
good.
You did. Praise God.
Yes, sir. Hey, I want to order 3 bottles of those REM sleep. They do work.
Oh, they okay. And, so you take it already.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it works. But you were talking about fear earlier, And, you know, this new variant, Omicron.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, they, that was so predictable that they were going to bring another variant in to push these booster shots on people, you know.
Yes.
So,
yes. Yes.
So they're just fear and all that, so.
Well, you know, the fear is a mighty control. You know that. Fear is a great controlling factor.
Yes, sir.
You know it is. It is. By the way, folks, I'm going to plug Matt Thiemann's news magazine. He puts out a pamphlet once a month, a four-page pamphlet. Free. If you don't receive it, you should. You really should. And, Matt, how can people contact you to get your paper?
It's they can it's save.com.
Save.com. Okay.
Yes, sir. And if you just go to that, you, and I can you pull that up, and you'll get my address and everything. And it's a free newsletter. It goes whoever wants it. This this month I have a picture of a his name is Ernesto Ramirez, and his son died 5 days after taking the Pfizer jab.
Yes, yes.
And so he's out there exposing it all, and so
that
picture,
I got a picture
of him.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. So that picture will be in this month's magazine, our magazine.
Oh, great. That's great. That's a... I like to put stuff that's really strong and just, you know, just trying to wake people
Amen.
Up of what's going on
Amen.
Here.
Slap them in the, kind of slap sure. them in the face, get attention. And, folks, if you want to see the magazine and you don't have a computer, you'll call the office. We'll take your name and address, and I'll see that Matt gets it to receive his little monthly pamphlet. Just call us at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Give Lucy an address. Say, I want Matt's paper. We'll get your name right down to him, and I mean that. And, Matt, thanks for being there constantly, and thanks for being our brother and friend. Thank you.
Thank you, Pastor Butch, and I appreciate you. And
All right.
I need to just call your office Thursday?
Yeah, just call Thursday. Yeah, call Thursday. Or you can call tomorrow to get the information to Lisa, or you can call Thursday and we'll give it to us then, whatever you want to do.
Thank you, Pastor Butch.
All right, brother. Folks, we love you, and see you tomorrow back with our guest, Norbert Hooser. I hope I pronounced his name right. About an item that I think you're going to want to learn about. I know that. I'm excited about it. See you there tonight.
This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.